How did you know you were ready for a baby? Baby. And I don't want to hear you found the one
and
you got a house with a backyard.
It was the right time.
It was the right time. No, yeah. I don't want to hear that. Yeah. And I don't want to hear, you never know. Shush, because I know. All right, something happened over the weekend.
It was an accident, wasn't it? You know what I mean? You knew what you were doing in the act leading up to it.
Thank
Usually
you.
That leads to a... Yeah.
Something happened to me over the weekend, boys. It was like the sky parted and the sun shone directly upon me. And I realised, yep, I'm ready. Girlfriend of mine, her name's Ash. She won't mind me naming her. Yeah. She's not proud of it, but she won't mind. Anyway, she stayed over after a bit of a night we'd had on Saturday.
Bit
we got the Hens crew back together.
Yeah.
My Newcastle Hens girls, they all wanted a redo. So we all went out. Ash is a notorious, can I just have your key? If I'm leaving, she's like, I'll just come home later. We're in a routine and it's fine.
Right.
She often also leaves some sort of kebab box or a pide box. She loves a late night snack and that's all good.
Loves a bit of a party, you know.
We have done this routine over and over many, many times. However, a new scenario entered our lives over the weekend when Sunday morning I sort of crept out of my room because I'm a, you know, naturally early riser doing the job we do and went to go put a load of washing on. I thought it's Sunday morning, get a load of washing done.
Yeah.
But as I've crept past her room, I realized her bedroom door was already open. I'm going, oh, gee, she's up early for someone who got in quite late. Yeah. And I've peered in to say good morning and she was stripping the bed. Now, she stayed over many times and never does it because I usually just remake the bed because she's the one who's going to sleep in it in 2 weeks' time when she comes back over. And she was taking the doona cover and I was like, good morning, what are you doing? And she was like, oh, my God, and slammed the door on me.
Oh, what has she done?
And I was like, what's wrong? And I opened the door. She's like, please don't come in, please don't come in, please just walk away, walk away.
Yeah.
And she saw that I had the washing basket. She goes, can you not put a load of washing on? I was like, what is wrong with you? And my eyes have moved from her frantic face to the bed where there were like chunks of something.
Oh.
And I was like, has she eaten her kebab or her snack pack in the bed? I mean, I know we're close, but that's really my shtick. Lay a towel down. If you're going to do it, you lay a towel down.
She would know the etiquette.
Yeah, thank you. And I was like, what is that? Upon closer inspection, even though she was trying to shove me out of the room, she had vommed all over her bed. And she was frantically trying to strip the bed to get it done and put in the washing machine before I had gotten up. But busted.
She's vomited her Oasis kebab all over the bed.
She's all over the spare bed. Right. And this is the thing. She was very frantic, like, please just let me take care of it. Please don't help me. But I kept trying to help and I'd be a good friend.
Hmm.
Anyway, she got it in and then had to leave. She had to go to work. So when the washing machine was finished, when I pulled the sheets out, they were still quite...
Chunky.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you didn't put it hot enough. I don't know how you get spew out, but didn't flinch, didn't react, just went, all right, put it in for another wash cycle. Got him out again, still a bit chunky. So I put him on the line and just flicked off the chunks with my finger.
Oh, yeah.
This is very parenting.
We get a lot of birds in the backyard. There's a stray cat that visits. I'm like, it's fine.
They'll eat it.
Flicked the chunks off, laid it out on the clothes horse.
I'd be throwing that out. I'd be burning it.
Literally, that's when the skies opened and I went, someone's vomit, a stranger, essentially, like not of my flesh and blood, is not making me cringe and run for the hills. I think I'm ready for a baby. Isn't that how you know? Did you have a similar moment?
I think that's a good step. Yeah, and my moment, I think, would go against where you're at. Not to say that you're not ready, because some of them I think you're ready for, right? Because you already do both things in the toilet in front of Angus, yeah?
Yes.
Well, you won't ever, ever do anything in the toilet alone again.
Private, gone.
Private, gone. And they'll be asking questions about it. So maybe just get... Angus just like pepper questions about the size and consistency.
Okay, that's the next level. All right, next step.
But one of the moments that I had that I think you would struggle with is I remember I was really busy and I had a number of phone calls to make rather urgently, but dinner had been served for me. And so I had to eat my dinner in various locations around the house over the course of about 2 hours. So I got like one mouthful in and then about 15 minutes later, I got another mouthful in it. By the end of it, it was stone cold. The meat was starting to like get congealed fat and stuff like that. The pasta was starting to, you know, when it gets like re-hardened?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And then I was just like, still got the meal down. Fine. Don't need a hot meal. I am ready for children. Could you do that?
No hot meal.
Because
you won't have a hot meal
for years.
You can
never do
that.
That's...
You're not ready.
I thought the vomit thing was pretty concrete.
That's good.
But the hot meal, you've really made me reconsider.
We should test if Jess is ready and go to her house and do things that kids would do. Like, I don't know, I'll wet the bed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we'll muck things up.
I'll have to change you.
Yeah, I'll do a poo on the floor. It's just stuff like that. And we'll just see if she's ready.
All digestive.
Well, that's, you know, that's what I'm thinking.
A lot of it is just digestive.
I'll throw tantrums, you know, because I know I'm not ready, but I'm not coming out publicly and saying I'm ready.
You haven't flicked chunky vom off a fitted sheet.
No, one time, though, my friend who slept over at my parents' house at the time weed himself on their couch.
Yep.
And we woke up the next day. I said, let's just go, and I texted mom. I was like, Michael pissed himself on your couch. I'm so sorry.
So you didn't handle
it. Had the best day. That's a true story.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Not
big
ready.
Big shout out to Mike.
There's no passing the buck when you're a parent.
No.
You got to flick the you've got to clean the couch. Right. Those things. Yeah.
So 13, 10, 60, how'd you know you were ready for the baby?
Come over and interrupt my nap time, my dinner time, and let's see if I can stand by this word.
Interrupt your nap time.
Yeah. You're not going to have naps.
Don't they go down for naps and you can nap as well?
Yeah, once you've done the 6,000 dishes that have piled up, reset the house from the 4,000 toys around, put on the 4 loads of washing from all the vomit on it, and cleaned up their back from the poo when they had a poo-nami, then, about 2 hours after that, you are ready for nap time.
Ready for nap time!
But then, hold on. No, their nap time's done.
You're done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still want kids?
Maybe I'll, can I retract the past 5 minutes, please?